All right, what we're going to do now is bring you on the big screen the very latest data-driven analysis of the farm fire situation across states. It comes on a day where the air quality index in Delhi in places touched 500. It was, in fact, much more depending on what sensor that you actually looked at. People in the National Capital Region were literally choking on a day in which the Supreme Court of India read the Delhi government the Riot Act, saying that they needed to have ensured that more steps were taken sooner to protect people. So let's bring out a quick look now at the first set of images. And what you're going to be taking a look at right now is, let's bring up the graphics if we can. We'll have these questions in a little while from now. But let's bring up the graphics to actually bring our viewers details of what this is all about. Now, what we're going to do is make the point, and you're going to see it over here, and we're going to zoom into these images as well, is in the last couple of days, the number of farm fires in Punjab has actually been significant. As we've been choking, people are aware of it. We see the smog all around. Farm fires have been going up. This is what the situation on the 15th of November was, just a couple of days back. Let's zoom in over here, if we can. The farm fire situation, and each of these red dots that you see on the screen over here represents the farm fires which took place on the 15th of this month. We're going to move on now, and on the 16th, it was less over here, the number of red dots that you actually see. And what we can show you here, finally, is on the 17th of November, yesterday, you can see dozens of red dots. Each red dot over here corresponds to a fire. These were taken by NASA satellites, which usually make an overpass of the Indian subcontinent between 1:30 and 2 in the afternoon. Let's zoom in, please, onto these images so that our viewers can actually see these red dots closely, all right? So this was what took place yesterday in the state of Punjab. Now, I began by saying that we are not going to restrict our conversation to Punjab alone, but it's important that we focus on Punjab, particularly since, as you can see, all the white stuff around is the smog that we continue to breathe. But let's move to the next page. The next page has the situation in another state. Now, this is Madhya Pradesh, and it's not just about Punjab. It's also about MP over the last couple of days. The red areas over here are farm fires. Again, let's zoom into those red areas. Forget about the black band over here. That's an area which the satellite hasn't brought the images together. But the red areas, the sensors are actually detecting the farm fires which have taken place on the 15th of November. Let's move now to the 16th of November in Madhya Pradesh. No, let's go back, please, to the previous page. Let's go back, I'm not done with that, to the previous page. And these are the areas on the 16th of November when farm fires took place. And this is what happened yesterday again. Again, the point being that significant farm fires have taken place in Madhya Pradesh as well. And finally, let's take a look at Uttar Pradesh. And this is what the situation in UP is. Several farm fires in Uttar Pradesh spread out across the state on the 15th of November. They've also been taking place on the 16th of November and finally on the 17th of November as well. Now, this is it's certainly an all-India problem, but it does concern the northern states a lot more. All of this adds to the mess that we see over here across the Indo-Gangetic Plain, that is the smog. What will shock you now is the next set of images, and these are images of today. Now, we've been talking about farmers escaping satellites by actually burning fires post, let us say, 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll be talking about that in a while. But this is the situation today in Punjab. This is the farm fire situation in Punjab. Zoom in on that. Dozens of fires on a day when the Supreme Court was hearing a case where they read the Riot Act, as I said, and they said that the Delhi government needs to do a lot more to protect people. And there were dozens of fires which were happening even then. These are undisputed. This is the traditional NASA satellites, which nobody disputes when they detect these farm fires, right? How bad was this? In just the next few minutes, we'll be bringing you an exact count of the number of fires in Punjab today. This was the situation in Madhya Pradesh. Several parts of the northeast of Madhya Pradesh, the center east of Madhya Pradesh as well, right? Each one of these dots representing farm fires. And finally, in Uttar Pradesh, various parts of the state, towards the southwest of Uttar Pradesh, you can see fires in this entire belt which took place. Let's now turn our attention to the next set of graphics. And this actually explains what the NASA scientist Hiren Jethwa, who joins us in a few moments, has been saying quite clearly. That while we have actually been talking about the farm fires, you saw all the red dots, and you've been hearing what the Punjab government, for example, has been saying, that these are far less than what has been the case in the years in the past. In fact, that assertion may not necessarily be true, because the data that he's been looking at comes from a different set of satellites, right? And that different set of, and the satellite that he's talking about, a South Korean satellite, actually picks up fires after 1:30 to 2 p.m. Now, why is 1:30 to 2 p.m. important? I'll explain. If we take a look at this particular graph, this is time. So it's 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1300 hours, which is 1 p.m., right? 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., tilt down a little bit so that we can actually see the time reference that I'm talking about. And then 4 p.m. and finally 5 p.m., right? The NASA satellites operate in this band that you see over here. In this band that you see over here, between about 1:30 and 2 p.m. So they pick up fires at this stage. The fires could have started earlier, but they tend to pick up the fires. So zoom out on this so that we can see this entire band. This is what we actually see. And this is what we also saw in the images a little while earlier on. But if you take a look at this red line, and this red line marks the 1st of November 2024 as an example. Zoom out of this image if we can, so that I can explain to our viewers what happens after 1:30 p.m. Till about 1:30 p.m. on this particular day, the number of farm fires in Punjab appears to be relatively under control, not very many, but shortly after the satellite passes over, the farm fires go right up. It goes right up until 5 p.m. on this particular day. When you compare it with 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, you can see that the post 2 p.m. number of farm fires is much, much higher. And this is not being detected. Until now, it has not been detected. Therefore, the point that's being made is this. The point that's being made is this, that the farm fires after 2 p.m. are the ones that needed to be added onto the overall count of fires, because just referring to the earlier fires is not enough. It is entirely inaccurate. Let's bring you another look at the next graphic. And the next graphic over here is a visual representation of what I'm talking about. A couple of dates over here, the 1st of November, 3rd of November, 5th, and the 7th. This is 1 p.m. and that is 2 p.m. This particular band, if we were to make a band over here, that is when typically the NASA satellites operate. Zoom out over here. Yeah. So this is when the NASA satellites operate. This is when they pick up farm fires typically. But if you base your analysis on the advanced meteorological imager of the GK2A satellite, which is a South Korean satellite, then look at 3 p.m., a number of fires on each of these days, typically not picked up. A number of fires on several days, not picked up, right? This is the first, 3rd, 5th, and 7th of November. Finally, over here, several farm fires that you can see, these have not been picked up. Now, when one talks about pollution load, right, it's not just fires before 1:30, it is obviously all of these fires as well, which is why the point that's being made by the NASA scientist Hiren Jethwa is that, look, we need to be absolutely clear. We are not talking or getting an accurate number of the count of farm fires in Punjab. Why? principally because the aerosol load in the atmosphere, the pollutant load in the atmosphere, remains very high. So Hiren Jetwa, research scientists at the USRA and the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, joins us now. He's come out with a lot of this data. He's among the foremost scientists looking at this. He does it for a living. Thanks very much, Hiren, for being with us. So let me ask you this, Hiren, my first question to you, and it's a basic one. Are only a fraction of farm fires, right? Are only a fraction of farm fires being reported in Punjab? That's question number one.
Oh, that's true. Yes. We are not capturing the totality of the fire activities from early morning to late afternoon. Because we are always relying on the traditional NASA and NOAA satellites to count the fire incidences over Punjab, Haryana, UP, and so on. And all those satellites, actually there are two satellites overpassing the region between 1:30 to 2 p.m. as you have already described. So if you are just looking at those satellite data, we are just capturing a part of the picture, but not the whole picture. And the geostationary satellite data from the Korean satellite sensor, those data have shown us that there are more fire activities now concentrated during 4 and 5 p.m., and even beyond that. Also, that we are not accounting for in any of these calculations.
Hiren, my next question. How many farm fires were there today?
Okay, very good question. Today, when I checked this, again, our satellite maps overlaid with those fire counts today morning, I was surprised that in this whole season, beginning from October till now, this is the first time I have seen a massive increase in the fire incidences in Punjab. It's about 1,000. 1,000 fire incidences just in Punjab alone only. And this time, today only those fires are seen by the NASA satellite. That means that the fires are now taking place between like 12 to 1 to 2 p.m. in that time window when the satellites pass over the region. This is the first time I've seen in this season. But before today, in the last 2 weeks, I think the most fires were concentrated during the late afternoon.
Let me try and understand this. Are you saying that today, on a day when the Supreme Court was hearing this case, we are seeing the largest number of farm fire incidents in Punjab of the year?
Yes, 100%.
So even more than last year, because much more than last year?
If you look at the NASA satellite, yes.
Okay.
Yes, around that 130.
So the largest number of farm fires, and did you say it was approximately 1,000 fire incidents in Punjab, according to your calculation?
Yes.
Now, Hiren, since we're trying to understand this in very simple terms, how do you measure or how do you quantify the number of farm fires? Because as an amateur looking at that data, I would actually count manually, but that's not the right way of doing it. How do you count the number of farm fires?
Well, basically, this satellite data, it comes, okay, when you talk about this NASA NOAA SOMI NPP satellite with the VS instrument, it detects this fire hotspots at 375 meter resolution. So if within that 375 meter square area, if we have one fire, the satellite can detect it. Okay, so that's what the satellite is providing in their data set. And just using our softwares and using the boundaries of the different states, mm-hmm. we just count there are how many of those fire hotspots falling onto that region. It's a simple counting procedure.
Okay.
Within certain boundaries.
Got it. Now, let's move to the other part of what you've been saying, that this is only one part of the fires. What takes place after 2 p.m., no one has been typically measuring because they aren't looking at the right sensors. And the right sensor, according to you, comes from sensors deployed on a South Korean satellite. Therefore, my question is, are farmers avoiding satellite detection of farm fires in Punjab?
I'm not sure what is the reason why there is a delay, why there is a shift in the peak burning hour from 1:30 to 2 p.m., which used to be the case before 2021. Actually, I started seeing this beginning in 2022, then 2023 last year, and this year too. This year it is more pronounced that the fire activities are more concentrated during the late afternoon hours. One reason could be the better burning condition because of lower relative humidity. But then why farmers used to burn this crop residue around noontime, around 1-2 p.m. during earlier years? Why they have changed in the last 3 years, particularly this year? I don't have the exact answer for that. We need some ground surveys, some ground truthing in that region, in Punjab, talk to farmers and see what answers they give us.
Okay.
But otherwise, what we just see from the satellite, there is no doubt about that there is clear shift in the burning pattern. Except today, I have seen first time this massive increase in the fire incidences around noontime. That's why the NASA satellite was able to capture this about 1,000 fire hotspots in Punjab alone.
Okay. Next question. Have farmers burnt paddy in afternoons earlier in previous years?
Previous years, okay. If you look, yeah. So we looked at the satellite data beginning 2002, and most fires were took place during this 1 to 2 p.m. time window. There were fires even before and after that also that we were not detecting. But since the majority of the fires were taking place in that time window where satellite took those pictures, that was enough for us to gauge the overall, the totality of the fires.
Okay.
And everyone in India, here in US also, we all agencies in India also, ISRO, IMD and other research, they relied on the NASA and NOAA satellites, including myself. And I was under delusion since last 2 to 3 years that my predictions were coming much higher than the actual fire count. And I was actually happy to see that failure, because that means that there is some action is being taken over the ground to reduce the residue burning. But this year I'm disappointed that's not the case. The fires are actually not going down. Perhaps this year we have seen increasing the fire counts.
Okay.
If you look at the whole day from morning to evening. Normally in morning hours farmers don't burn because of the lower relative humidity, there's more moisture in the atmosphere. So the best time for the farmers to burn is noon and afternoon.
Right. Next question, Hiren. Has the overall farm fire pollution load been less this year or more this year? This is important because the number of farm fires necessarily correspond with the amount of pollutant in the air?
No, the amount of pollution load over the whole IGP region, including in Pakistan and Punjab and Haryana and the whole UP, in last 2 weeks, the pollution load has increased. And actually, those numbers are so high that I haven't seen in last one decade. If you look at what we call the aerosol loading retrievals from that basically, you know, measures this pollution in the whole entire column from surface to wherever the top of the aerosol layer is. So we looked at this 20 years of data. I haven't seen such increase in the aerosol loading in this last 2 weeks, like November, in the previous years. And only this year we are seeing the increase. And look at the PM2.5 data also in Delhi and elsewhere. In Delhi, just today morning, I looked at the PM2.5 at the U.S. Embassy. It was about 1,000 microgram per meter cube,
yeah,
which is crazily, crazily high number.
Yeah.
So there is no doubt that the aerosol load is actually this last two to three weeks it has increased, and that was unprecedented in the satellite record. So it's hard for me to believe that the fires have gone down. No, this is the only major one giant source of the pollution in this season right now.
Right, Hiren. A couple of more questions
too
before I bring in my panel. Is farm stubble burning mostly over in India? And this is a question we are all asking because we want to know whether it's going to continue polluting the atmosphere because we want to breathe.
Can you just repeat that question?
Is farm stubble burning, right,
yeah,
mostly over in India?
Mostly over in terms of time? Or
in terms of the area.
Area.
Yeah. Will this continue? Is there more stubble to be burnt in farms?
It will continue till the end of November. That's a typical burning period. It starts from the first week of October and then ends in November, towards the end of the November. By that time, the farmers clear the land. They prepare the land for the next crop, which is wheat in Punjab and Haryana and even some part of UP too.
Sure.
But it will continue for next 2 weeks, I would say. By this time, if you look at the previous year's data, the fire should have gone down. It should be on a declining curve. Okay, the peak is somewhere in the first week of November. But now we are seeing, since last 3 days, we are seeing increase in the fire counts from about 200 on November 16 to 500 on November 17th, and today, November 18th, is about 1,000. So it's actually increasing. I think one of the reasons could be the very foggy days, very humid days that region experienced in the last few days that did not favor the burning condition.
Sure.
So farmer delayed that burning to yesterday, today, and maybe tomorrow.
Okay. My next question, why aren't these pollutants going away? Is it because the pollutant load is constant or is increasing, or is it because of weather conditions which prevent the dispersal of these pollutants?
Yes, the temperature too, because if you look at this foggy condition, first it was observed over Lahore and Pakistan, the Punjab province of Pakistan. Right now that foggy condition has moved eastward, like now we're northern India. So the temperatures are now more colder. That favors the temperature inversion. It traps the pollutants near the surface. So yes, meteorology is always playing a role. But we have this very huge source of the biomass burning in the region. Plus, the winds are generally northwesterly.
Yes.
So you showed in the beginning of this program the fires in other states too. Yes, there are fires in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. But looking at the winds, you know, Delhi is mostly affected by the fires in Haryana and Punjab. Since the fires in Haryana are very less this year, so it's mostly Punjab. The fires in MP, they are already affecting the air quality in Maharashtra and in Mumbai. Because I heard from some of my sources today morning in Mumbai, the air quality is very bad. It's not because of the local, I think, local sources of pollution in Mumbai, but that's because of the farm fires in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do at this stage, Hiren, is to bring in the rest of our panel. I'm joined by Professor Adarshpal Vig, Chairperson of the Punjab Pollution Control Board, Dr. Abhishek Kar, Senior Program Lead at CEEW, Dr. Gufran Beg, Founder Director of SAFAR, which is a system of air quality and weather forecasting research, Anmol Pawar of the Aam Aadmi Party, Harish Khurana of the BJP. Professor Adarshpal Vig, the data which Hiren has compiled for today indicates approximately 1,000 farm fire incidents in Punjab alone on a day when this was being heard in the Supreme Court. How would you respond to that, sir?
Good evening, everyone. I'm audible. So today's data shows that we have recorded 1,251, to be very precise, which could be a day's largest in the whole season. But if you see the total count on the similar days till today from the past years, specifically in 23, it was 33,719. So about 70% decrease. And if you go to 2022, it was 48,000 some hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very clear-cut change, and it has been throughout the previous days. This is the only day where this has crossed a kind of 1,000 mark. But previously, it was in some days like 500, or rather on 8th of November, it was 730.
Got it.
So this is a variable.
So your number and Hiren's number on this are more or less almost identical. But Professor Vig, my next question to you, sir. Why is it that you are not counting farm fires which take place after 2 p.m.?
So nothing like this. I have been telling you the data of previous 3 years, and we have been using the same mechanisms for almost 4 or 5 years. That is through Punjab Remote Sensing Center, which is situated at Ludhiana University campus, and they are taking the data through ISRO or NASA. So I suppose this is what I know as a educationist or scientist. They can be more elaborated by the Punjab Remote Sensing Center. They take a thermal images. So thermal images is not a photograph of the burning field.
No, sir. We are talking
thermal
only about thermal
kind
images.
Of heat does not stay for only 5 minutes or 10 minutes or like. They may stay for hours. And it is a huge, if you count one field or one, as Hiren was telling, it is 375 meters area which we take. So I suppose this kind of, and there are more than two or more satellites capturing as per their manuals, and they do the filtering. Sometimes otherwise the fires from the city area can also be counted. So they are all doing filters, and rather this is the same field of Hiren and the Punjab Remote Sensing Center. But I am wondering why this year this kind of thought process has arisen out of means.
All right, let's get an answer from Hiren.
It needs to be verified.
Professor Wig disputes the numbers at 2 p.m. Based on what he has said, Hiren, how would you respond?
Yeah, so we agree on, okay, again, if we use the NASA NOAA satellite, which I think ISRO is also reporting the same data on the Bhuvan web portal, the same fire data that NASA is releasing, that same data that I'm using, okay, if you look at that time window, of course, the fires are on a downtrending curve, right, since 2022, since last 3 years. But there are also fires occurring after that, and that can be clearly seen in the geostationary satellite. Thanks, we have one nice satellite launched by South Korea. It actually the record beginning in 2019, which shows a clear increase in the shortwave infrared signal, 3.8 to 4 micron, which is the very, very prime channel, prime wavelength to look at the fires. Okay, and that data clearly showed, as I posted on the X, all those maps, that there's a clear increase in the fire incidences in the late afternoon, 4 and 5 p.m., that we are not counting. We are not counting for that, but we can see that the effect of that, those late afternoon fires in the aerosol load in the PM 2.5 next day in Delhi.
That's a key point. And in fact, Professor Vig, the number of fires was coming down, as you say, and I'm talking about the overall number of fires.
Shouldn't
the aerosol loading in the atmosphere also come down?
So practically, we are not measuring the aerosol loads. So that way, I cannot comment on that. We are only counting these figures through PRSC, as I told you. But I suppose along with the stubble burning, there are other climatic factors. And the air pollution sources already existing, like vehicular pollution, road and dust, industrial pollution. So they are already there. So maybe those, as Hiren was also mentioning, that a kind of change of from summer to winter, which as your question was like that, they are not being dissipated out of the atmosphere. They remain condensed. So that kind of accumulation kind of thing may be happening. So I'm not that way that it is only, it's the only by chance that during the change of summer to winter, the burning are also coincide with the October and November months.
So Hiren, would you like to
respond to that? One additional factor of air pollution, but all other air polluting factors, they remain throughout same.
Okay.
Only this environmental conditions, they are changed. So that way, maybe due to other low
other factors. So Hiren, Professor Wick says it may not necessarily be farm fires. How would you respond to that?
Okay, if you look at the other sources of pollution there, the industry, the vehicle, vehicular emissions, power plant, and so on, but those sources of emissions are more or less constant throughout the year, right? If we agree on that point, that more or less those sources are constant, then why don't we see the increase in the pollution load, the PM 2.5 during the other season? Why only during this crop burning period when we see the spike in the pollution? So there is always contribution. If you look at the cities like Delhi, right, it's very crowded with lots of industries and vehicles. So of course, there is always some local contribution of the local factors. But on top of that, we have very, very giant source of pollution, which is crop burning in this season only, during October and November. So that, I think, that's the only one which is left out to... without that reason, we cannot explain.
All right.
No one can explain the rise in the pollution in the entire region.
Got it.
These are very, very evident from the satellite images. You just see normal people who are not that like educated or not very expert in this field. They can see that there is a clear increase in the aerosol loading over the entire IGP.
Okay. Professor Wigg, last word to you before I go across to my other panelists. Yes.
Yes, sir. I am telling that this is again because of the change from summer to winter. Why we are not counting these kind of things? The pollution sources were earlier same as he told. Only stubble has added. Earlier they were blown out. There were a lot of winds coming. The summer season is a different behavior. The winter season is an altogether different behavior. So that's why I think they are not going out of the atmosphere. The low temperature, the condensation kind of practices. So they, I think, make it more visible to everyone as well as more effective to the health issues. So that's why only stubble, which was not earlier, that has been linked. So it is not that the straw, the last straw on the camel is like only the stubble is the responsible. So those pollution remain same. And that's why only the change of season is additional factor.
All right.
And which is obvious that winter means anything cannot, winter means condensation. Winter means itself a kind of accumulating all those things which were existing earlier. So they are not going out of the atmosphere. I think this is the main, I cannot say as a culprit, it can be a main reason. So how we can tackle that kind of things or we can remove
all
the
right. Professor Wigg, I take your point and we'll try and get others in as well. But just as a humble submission, why don't you or the government or different agencies also access the data which Hiren has been putting out almost every other day, and access data from the South Korean satellite and the sensors on board, which makes a pass every 10 odd minutes, and which in the particular micron range that it operates is able to accurately pick up farm fires at a particular time period? Why don't you use the same data and accept it or dismiss it?
Then why not? Of course, this question has arisen through few days earlier only. And only for this year, I am surprised to know that. Now I have tied up with my agency, Punjab Remote Sensing Center, as well as today Supreme Court has mentioned about the South Korean. So naturally it will be taken care by the, the scientist who is really working like Hiren and the other people. So we must take some time to
analyze the data. All right, fair enough.
Add one more thing, that typical question few days earlier that if a burn incidence is reported in the satellite, our staff went to the physical verification, which is fine and other kind of thing. There was no burning found. So how you can answer this? So there was no burning found. So this is
it's not real time. The fire may be out by the time they reached.
Of course, all those factors were taken. They waited for that. And there was no remnants left of the fire.
After what time,
sir? Those field staff are rather worried. And this data goes up to 50%. So we are also analyzing these kind of things. So it is both ways. Because this is a technique which is not 100% pure. So pros and cons are there. But I think we should not go like it is only that we are deliberately doing this. Or
No, I'm not saying deliberately. I'm just trying to... We are entirely scientifically looking
at it. We must analyze.
At this analysis.
And Vishnu. That's why, the total fire counts that I derived today morning, it was 1,000. And the professor has said is about 1,250, right? The difference, because the difference is because of the quality flags that we use. We always use the best quality flag data. There are also detection with lower confidence. So we should always use the data with the moderate to high confidence, not with the low confidence. That's why there are some differences in the fire count statistics.
We are fully committed for that. But whatever facilities are available with our Indian system, we can rely upon those only.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to go across quickly to Dr. Abhishek Kar, Senior Program Lead at CEW. Dr. Kar, how would you actually look at the situation that we face right now? Do you believe it is adequately explained just by the traditional NASA sensors? Or do you believe that given the fact that the aerosol content, the pollutant load in the atmosphere is so high, there could be additional stubble burning? And the fact that we've seen so many fire incidents today just goes to show that we are far away from a solution to stubble burning this year.
Right. Thank you, Vishnu. Let me put in some data. CEW had recently done a study of about 1,500 server farmers. And we found that out of the farmers who are using the in-situ CRM machines, which came in largely because of significant policy effort by both the state and the central government, nearly half of them are following partial burning. So what happens in the partial burning is they burn it slightly and then they use the machines. And there is both a perception of for the farmers that if we partially burn, the machines are going to work better and it is going to be, you know, cheaper for them, and there will also be improvement in terms of pest control. Now, once farmers start doing partial burning, and once you see the load of the pollution on the air, you have to understand that there is a need for far more ground truthing of the satellite data to see how differences in partial burning versus complete burning is getting captured in the satellite. So until and unless there is significant efforts, including resources, serious resources put in, we will always be in this uncertainty matrix, because please understand the data that is coming in, you know, that data can be interpreted in multiple ways. There are several technical assumptions that are made to analyze the data. So if we think that it's really important to look into the monitoring data, then resources has to be put in. And I think, Vishnu, my larger point here is around resources. Delhi's condition is like whenever the patient goes into an ICU, everyone like comes around and says, oh my God, what is happening? We should do something about it. But even on the other days, Delhi is still sick. Please think about it. The WHO standard for a 24-hour safe PM2.5 limit is 15 micrograms per meter cube.
Okay. Let me just interrupt to keep the strike rotating for a bit. Harish Khurana, spokesperson of the BJP. The bottom line is this, and this is undisputed, Harish ji, on this program. On a day in which the Supreme Court was hearing this case, we have the highest number of fire counts in Punjab. How would you react to this?
Vishnu, there's a sad part that every time we sit on in October, November, and we discuss the same and same thing,
yes,
what is happening since last few years now. But the unfortunate part is that the government, which is in ruling in Delhi and Punjab, is always in a denial mode. They never accept what their fault is, and they always blame and do a topi transfer, as usual, what they are doing right now. They, without understanding what the root cause is. I mean, listening to both the panelists right now, the root cause of Delhi pollution, talking of particular Delhi only right now, is the 70% of the pollution today is from the three factors. One is stubble burning. Yes, of course, we are discussing on there. But also, we should not forget two more factors. One is vehicle emission, and second is dust pollution. I mean, year after year, we blame your stubble, my stubble. But end of the day, if you see the figures, Punjab stubble burning is the most in northern India. I'm talking about right now Madhya Pradesh, because Madhya Pradesh doesn't affect Delhi right now. But if you talk about northern India, they always blame Haryana government that because of the stubble of Haryana, is Delhi is polluting. But the figures which is coming in right now...
Haryana is a fraction, right? Haryana is not an issue
40%,
this year. Yeah.
40%, 40%, 40%, 50% of the stubble comes from Punjab only. And this is the same government in Delhi which used to always do a gali when they were not in power in Punjab, that Punjab is the root cause. Now, because Punjab, they have the same government in Delhi what they have, they not blame that. Problem is, we should understand the root cause of the pollution is. And as I told you before, 70-80% of the root cause because of the three factors. One, because of vehicle emission, we don't have an adequate public transport in Delhi. Today in Delhi, because of the population, we require 16,000 odd buses in Delhi. Unfortunately, there are only 7,500 buses which is in Delhi only. So people are using their own two-wheelers and four-wheelers internally, which is increasing the vehicle emission. So we need a public transport to get this okay. vehicle emission out. Point number one. Point number two, dust particle. Remember what this government used to say. Mechanical sweep will be mechanical sweepers so that dust particles should not be will be taken care of. How many mechanical sweepers are coming? I mean, when the Supreme Court will bash them, they'll say we'll be bringing in. I remember last year also the same kind of bashing was been done by the Supreme Honorable Supreme Court. They were promising a few things that we'll do this, we'll do this. Partly what they do, LG to me kaam nahi karne de raha.
All right, okay, Harishji, you made lots of points. Anmol, I know you want to respond. Please go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Vishnuji, hearing about this debate for last 45 minutes, I recall what the Honorable Supreme Court, three-judge bench said in 2021, that farmer bashing have become a fashion today, that stubble burning is not the only root cause. And now we are hearing a new argument that which a common man will find it hard to believe that the farmers are outsmarting the world's most advanced world's most advanced space agency, NASA. I mean, day before yesterday, Mr. Jethwa was on the panel on your show, wherein he admitted that in past 3 years, in fact, he admitted today itself that in past 3 years, the number of stubble burning incidents have significantly dropped in Punjab by more than 50%, and in last year by more than 77%. And in the states of Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, and Rajasthan, they have increased by more than 77%. We are discussing Punjab a lot, but we are not discussing the fact that from October 15 to November 17, Madhya Pradesh recorded daily incidents of more than 700 recorded incidents on a daily basis. This is their own Indian Agriculture Research Institute data. So, discussing only a part of problem will not provide us any solution. We must acknowledge the fact that every state in North India is grappling with this pollution problem. We must acknowledge that the problem is that India ranks number third in 130 out of 138 most polluted countries in the world. We must acknowledge that 82 most polluted cities of the world are in India. We must acknowledge that despite letters written by the Honorable Delhi Environment Minister, Mr. Gopal Rai, the Central Environmental Minister, Mr. Bhupendra Yadav, did not even respond to a single letter. We must acknowledge the fact that the Bharatiya Janata Party, instead of cooperating the Delhi government and calling a meeting of all other state governments to work collectively to resolve this problem, to fight this problem with which the elderly and the children are grappling, they are facing breathing difficulties. Instead of cooperating, they are cutting the trees in eco-sensitive area in Delhi. More than 1,670 okay. trees were cut.
All right.
And reducing the green cover.
Anmol, you made lots of points. I need to go across to Dr. Ghufran Beg as well. Dr. Beg, one of the key points which people really don't understand is which sensor should one look at? How do I know what the actual pollutant load is? For example, I follow the Central Pollution Control Board's Samir sensor, which is restricted to 500. If I go to the U.S. Embassy site, it says we are well over 1,000. How does one measure the PM2.5 count out there?
Okay, I will make two, three very pertinent short point. Number one, there is a lot of debate unnecessarily which goes on. When you look at the yearly source of pollution, then transport sector contribute about 40% and all. But then this farm fire, if you talk about percentage in a year, it will come out to be 3%. But that 3% is not important. Important is it gives you the peak
yes.
where the maximum health impacts are there. And that happens only in 62 days, to be precise on that particular thing. Second point I want to make is that 1,000 fire we are talking about, basically it is nothing. We have observed in 2019 and there is a 5,000, 6,000, 3,000 fire. So what we are talking about? Point here is that it is all the statistical game. VIIHRS, you will see even today also, it is 1,200, but you read the Modi's, it is 317. So the point here is that it all depends on 1 kilometer resolution for Modi's. For this VIIHRS, it's like this. The best way forward I tend to understand what Dr. Jethwa is telling, but to be very confirmed, we don't have to go to Korea for validation. Our even INSET 3D and 3DR satellites are there. The only lacuna in this one is it is a 3 kilometer resolution, but that is a geostationary satellite. Every half an hour you get it on those things.
But if the resolution isn't the same, and if you're looking at 500 or sub 500 meter resolutions on the South Korean satellite, how does it compare?
No. What I'm trying to tell is that you may not get the fire counts, but you can always see whether there is a fire at 4 o'clock or not. See, it is a geostationary satellite. So it is all the time, it is there every half an hour. So knowing this, that farmers are not burning between 11 to 1 and they are burning at 5, 4 or 5 o'clock, that is very easy to find it out.
Sure.
But I think, unfortunately, nobody is working on our own. And what Dr. Vij was telling, that is basically that agency always look into the that thing only, NASA satellite only. Now, coming to your point, that is very important, which we should understand, is that our breakpoints are different than what WHO has told, that 15 microgram per meter cube of PM2.5 is equivalent to 100 AQI. For us, as per the Indian standard, is a 60 microgram per meter cube is equal to 100 AGI. So is the scaling, converting microgram to AQI factor, which is concerned, but there are really concern in our system also, because we put a cap at 500 AQI equivalent PM2.5 on an hourly basis. That is why you will not even see anything which is touching even 500,
right,
unless all the 24 hour is 500. So that is something which I think we need to, which is not as per the air quality Indian guidelines also, that at hourly basis, AQI concept never comes.
All right.
But then we are putting a cap at 500. 24 hour, you should have to do that.
Got it.
So that difference is big. Is your
all
answer.
Right. Look, I'm out of time completely on this, but thank you so much, all of you, for having this debate.